Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lance Richborg. Batting second. The left fielder, Eddie Moore. Batting third. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Eddie Brown. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Les Bell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Burris. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jimmy Cooney. Batting eighth. The catcher, Zach Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Genewich. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Joe Genewich. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Clyde Beck. Batting second. The second baseman, Freddie McGuire. Batting third. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Gonzalez. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Johnny Butler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Malone. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Pat Malone. And now, play ball. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Malone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Malone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire bunts towards the mound. Genewich fields it and throws to first for the out. Beck moves to second. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb strikes out. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Butler juggles the ball. That's an error on Butler. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Moore. Stevenson reaches second base with a double. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm bunts towards the mound. Genewich fields it and throws to first for the out. Stevenson moves to third. One out. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stevenson scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Johnny Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a line drive beyond third. Bell can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Gonzalez moves to second. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gene Witch fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Genewich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Genewich takes first base on ball 4. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 0 for 1 in the game. Richborg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Genewich moves to second. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0 for 1 in the game. Hornsby takes first base on ball 4. Genewich moves to third. Richborg moves to second. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Beck strikes out. One out. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 0 in the game. McGuire hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 0 for 1 in the game. Burris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Stevenson hits a line drive into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 0 in the game. Grimm hits a line drive into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor strikes out. One out. Joe Genewich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Genewich is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Genewich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Malone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Richborg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a fly ball into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cooney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cooney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hornsby hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0-for-1 in the game. McGuire hits a pop-up towards short. Cooney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-2 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Genewich fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Moore, who is chasing the ball. Wilson reaches third base with a triple. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Genewich fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Butler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 0-for-2 in the game. Burris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burris for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooney hits a line drive towards the mound. Malone can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cooney moves to second. Jack Smith pinch hits for Joe Genewich. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McGuire reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Wirtz now pitching. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimm hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gonzalez strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a line drive into left field. Moore picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Moore. Butler moves to second. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Richborg strikes out. One out. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 3 in the game. Moore hits a pop-up towards third. Butler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hornsby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beck fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Beck hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Richborg. Beck reaches second base with a double. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 2 in the game. McGuire bunts towards the mound. Wirtz fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 3 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McGuire moves to third. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got one RBI. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Webb moves to second. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Stevenson hits a pop-up towards short. Cooney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 2 in the game. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 0 for 3 in the game. Burris strikes out. One out. Jimmy Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cooney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Butler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 2, and Boston Braves, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.